Okay. Father, I just ask today as I bring this word, God, that you anoint it. That, Lord, your spirit be in this place. That, God, each person in this room fill themselves full of your presence, God. God, we all go through many things, but in you we are more than able to go through everything. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name I pray. And everyone said,
amen.
Let me tell you the truth of salvation. The truth of salvation is you know God. Right? I mean, you know God. You have a relationship with God. Through His Son Jesus. Through the Holy Spirit. And if you don't have that relationship, you don't know God. And you will come into judgment on the day you go home, and He will tell you, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. Alright? The fact is, each and every one of us has got to know God to get into heaven. You're not going to get into heaven on your good works, right? You're not going to get into heaven on your bad works. You're going to get into heaven because you know God, you know Jesus, and He will stand before His Father and make intercession for you. And in that way, we get to enter into the kingdom. Amen? Every day you get up, you should thank Jesus that He came. Every day you get up, you should thank Him that He is the man that stood in the gap for you when you didn't even know what you were doing. You should learn to love Him with your everything, because everything that you are depends on your love of Him. Are you following me so far? Now, what I'm trying to tell you today is that you can have a facade and act like you love somebody. And we've all probably done that or been a recipient of that. Right? Somebody says they love you, but they really don't. They just want something from you. And so is a lot of Christians' relationship with God. They act like they love Him in the appropriate crowd, but in fact, they really don't have no use for Him. They're just kind of looking for fire insurance. Right? Let me tell you, I am what I consider one of my callings in life is a gatekeeper. Do you understand what a gatekeeper does? He watches the people that comes in and he watches the people that comes out. I look at each and every one of you and every person that walks onto these grounds with a straight eye, which means I ain't listening to what people say. I ain't trying to look at their clothes. I can give a rip about their outward appearance. I am trying to discern the truth of their heart. There are many people that come onto this campus. There are many people that come into this program that their heart is not of God. Right? And my job is through Holy Spirit power, when God does show me the truth, to separate the sheep from the goats. Why? To protect the sheep. Now, a person can have some goat characteristics if they're brand new. But the God that I serve will show me the condition of their heart. That they do love God and they are trying to change. That's why a lot of people sit here and they wonder, well, how come you long suffer with this person, but you just take and you toss out that person? Well, you see, when you're in my position, God enables me to see truth. Amen? And what that means is He just shows me who's playing it and who's serious about it. Right? And I'm telling you, the whole thing that I'm trying to get through to you this morning is you are going to be judged not by really your good or bad works, because your good works will take over your bad works if you love God. But more than anything, everything, including your salvation, depends on your relationship with Jesus. Right? If you love God, your life's going to change. If you're gaming for your own reasons, there ain't nothing changing. But your game will sooner or later fall away and you will be exposed, because you can only carry a facade for so long. Right? You can only play a person you're not for so long. Now, when you were younger, maybe there was times when you wanted to be like so-and-so. But after a while, as you started getting older, you figured out you couldn't do it. You had to be who you are. You can only imitate something you're not for so long before you are exposed. Does that make sense? Now, myself, I'm real. Whether people like it or not, it's not up to me, it's up to them. I just accept the fact that I am supposed to be who I am, the best that I can be, and God takes a hold of me and helps me to do His work. There are none perfect in this world. I am not looking for perfection. God is not looking for perfection. God is looking for relationship. Did you get that? That's a good word. Let's go to John chapter 5 today. Gospel of John chapter 5. Father, help us this morning, God, to see Your truth. Let it be right now, God, that we grab a hold of this word, that we might be whole in You. And we thank You for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Okay. John chapter 5, starting in verse 19. Now Jesus is talking to the religious crowd. I'm going to tell you again and again and again, don't get religion, get Jesus. Don't do it. You ain't going to be happy. You need Jesus. Amen? So it says that Jesus, they were mad at Him because He said He was the Son of God. Right? He told them, I'm the Son of God. So they were mad at Him. Who? The religious right. Okay? Then Jesus answered and said to them, most surely I say to you, the Son can do nothing of Himself, but what He sees the Father do. For whatever He does, the Son also does in like manner. What is it saying? I am His Son, and I imitate my Father. Right? Now, if you're a little kid and you have a father, you imitate your father. That's how I got to go to some of the fine country clubs I went to. Amen? Because everybody in my house went to prison and jail. I thought it was normal, so I went to prison and jail too. Right? Are you getting it? You see, if you have a father, you imitate your father. I'm just telling you that it is true 99% of the time. If you have a father present in your house, then to some degree, and I don't mean all degrees, your personality is still your own. Amen? But your actions reflect the environment you are raised in. So this is what I mean, is if you really love God, and God really becomes your father, and you really become His son, you imitate Him. And all Jesus was saying is, I imitate my Father, He's my Father, and I imitate Him. Right? But that made Him mad. It says, for the Father loves the Son and shows Him all things that He Himself does. Didn't your father ever take you out and show you how to pour concrete? I'm just kidding. Right? I know mine did. You know what I mean? But Dad took you out and He showed you how to do different things. Right? So if God is your Father, isn't He going to take you out and show you how to do different things? Right? If God isn't showing you how to do different things, is God your Father? See, God does it a little differently. He tugs on your heart and brings you to that place. But God, if He is your Father, shows you what He Himself does. He reveals Himself to you. Amen? And so it is if you are a son or daughter of God. That God Himself reveals Himself to you and shows you what He Himself has done. Now, He can use whatever system He wants to. He could use me to show you. He could use Pastor Matthew or Pastor Tommy to show you. Right? But He will have somebody to show you what He Himself does so you can learn about Him. You will spend time in the Word. You will find out more truth because you spend time with Him. Amen? He is available to you, right? So it says, for the Father loves the Son and shows Him all things that He Himself does, and He will show Him greater works than these that you may marvel. What's he saying? He is going to astound you with His goodness. God is really going to reveal to you His greatness if you are His child. Amen? Have you come to that point in your life yet where God has dynamically answered your prayers? That you have seen some things come to pass that there is no earthly reason that they have happened, and you know the only way it could happen is God. So So is the word not true that you're reading? That God reveals Himself to His children. Right? So this tells you if you are His child. This tells you if indeed you are kind of like in relationship or if you need to get in relationship. God reveals Himself to me daily in almost everything I do. It is like an inseparable thing to me now. That I do not want to, nor do I choose to live without Him in my life. I want Him in my life. I just sit there and I think and have thoughts that I know come right from Him. Amen? He helps me, even though I have a little rough edge on my character still. Even though sometimes I am not the man I should be. He is always revealing Himself to me. You see, I'm telling you, that's the relationship that gets you into heaven. Right? That's the relationship that takes you down the path and educates you in Him. And you have got to be in relationship with God. Right? And if you're not in relationship and the things that I'm telling you are foreign, you need to get on your face, repent, and seek God. If what I'm telling you sounds like total kablooey and you aren't understanding what I'm saying, you don't have a relationship with God. And if you don't have a relationship with God, you are in danger of hellfire. Because that means God is not active and alive in your life and you have cause to worry. Amen? You notice I'm not even talking about you blowing it. I'm talking about a relationship thing. I'm not talking about you making a mistake. I'm talking about intertwining of you and the Lord. It's a relationship thing. It's a relationship thing. I am not a legalist. I am a relationist. Emilio tells me that there's no word in the dictionary like that. Well, someday I'll make my own dictionary. Everybody else has done one. Why can't I? A relationist is one that is sold out to God in relationship, but not perfection. Why? Because it is impossible to achieve perfection as long as we're in the flesh. Amen? So you have got to become a relationist. You've got to become one that intertwines with God. You've got to become one that recognizes Him as the Father and you have a relationship with Him. And the only way to the Father is through the Son. Amen? So you got to have a relationship with Jesus to get to the Father. Are you following me? That's why I told you at the very beginning, you better get up every day and thank God for Jesus. Because without Jesus, it would be impossible to have a relationship with God anyway. Are you following me so far? It says, for the Father raises the dead and gives life to them, even so the Son gives life to whom He will. Who gives us life? Jesus. Jesus is the one that gives us life. Jesus is the one that takes the scales off our eyes. Jesus is the one that has us to wake up and become aware that there is a real God out there. Are you hearing me so far? It says, for the Father judges no one. Everybody is in fear of God, the Father stomping on them. I said, everybody is in fear of God, the Father stomping on them. I'm going to blow it. I'm going to blow it. He's not going to love me no more. I can't do this. How am I supposed to do this? God's going to stomp on me. How can I be a Christian? How can I be forgiven? How? We're all worried about God the Father treating us like in the Old Testament. But you better read your Bible. It says, for the Father judges no one, but has committed all judgment to the Son. Did you catch that? Did you catch that? Are you in relationship with Jesus? Are you in relationship with Jesus? Quit being in fear of God stomping you because you deserve to be stomped. There isn't nobody in this room that doesn't deserve to be stomped. There isn't nobody in this room that doesn't deserve to go to hell. So you're right. But my question is, are you in relationship with Jesus? You got to get a hold of this. Because this will be the thing that sets you free. Jesus came to set you free. Now I'm telling you that God the Father is going to reveal Himself to you through His Son Jesus. God the Father is going to show you the works that He has done through His Son Jesus. Right? Are you in relationship with God? Because if you are, then you are in relationship with Jesus. Are you following me so far? It says, for the Father judges no one, but has committed all judgment to the Son, that all should honor the Son just as they honor the Father. What does that mean? Don't put God the Father above God the Son. Put them both in the same boat, for they are the same. Amen? That's how you're going to know false religions when you hear them. You're going to hear people talk about God. You know, Muslims consider themselves people of the book. Right? If you ask them, their father and all that, that they will tell you that they are of the book. They believe in the book. The book is the Bible. The original book written as by Moses. Amen? Are you hearing me? But you see, they put God, Allah, up here. And they think Jesus was one of the prophets. But you see, the prophet they spend the most time dwelling on is Muhammad. And I mean, it took me a little while to figure it out, but I had time, so I figured it out. You understand what I mean? And when you got time, you got time to figure things out. So the truth is, you see, they are not in right relationship because Jesus is not in relationship. But God the Father is, but you cannot get to God the Father except through the Son. You see, you got to get a hold of this. So the relationship must be with Jesus. Do you glorify Jesus? Do you lift your hands and praise Jesus? Do you pray in Jesus' name? Do you love Him with your everything? Because as you love Jesus, so you love the Father. Right? But if you say you love God and you do not love Jesus, then you are living a lie. Because the only way unto the Father is through the Son. And everybody's always telling me, hey, you know what? Jesus came to die for all our sins. Well, He came to die for everybody's sins, but that doesn't mean everybody accepted it. Amen? Jesus came to die for all the world's sins. But that doesn't mean all the world accepted Him. Right? And if you don't accept the propitiation for your sin, then you still have that sin on your record and you will be judged by your works. Are you getting me? Are you understanding what I'm saying this morning? See, when we talk about here comes the judge, everybody's in fear of God the Father. Listen to me. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit are the same. But let me tell you this, that the one that judges you is Jesus. By what? Your relationship with Him. You get that? Are you understanding? Jesus is your judge, and He judges you by your relationship with Him. Now, I just got done saying that if you're somebody's child, you act like Him. You imitate Him. Right? So if you're in a relationship with God the Father, God the Son, little by little in your life, you start to change and imitate Him. The desires of the Father, the desires of the Son become your desires. Does it mean you're perfected? No, absolutely not. But you are in relationship as a child, children make mistakes. Those of us that have kids recognize that kids make mistakes. Amen? They make them. They make bunches of them. But that doesn't mean they don't love you. Did you get that? Kids make mistakes. That doesn't mean they don't love you. When they're goofy little kids, they'll sit there and they'll do all kinds of stuff. And you'll sit there and go, what did you do that for? And they'll go, I don't know. I love my son Vinny. He was always the guy that, you know, he had that smile. And everybody always thought he was a really good kid because he just had that smile. All the little girls loved him and stuff. He, oh, yeah. I didn't get it. I saw right through it, but he was my kid. And I'd sit there and I'd tell him to do something, and I'd tell him not to do something, and I'd look outside the window a minute or two after I told him not to do something, and he'd be out there doing whatever I told him not to do. Right? And I'd go out there and I'd go, Vinny, what are you doing? And he'd sit there and his lip quivered. What'd you do that for? And he'd go, I don't know. Amen? Did you understand what I was saying about relationship now? You get it? Did my son still love me even though he was disobedient? Do you get it? And you see, if you love God, sometimes you're going to make mistakes, but you're still His son. Are you getting this? You see, the truth is, if you really love Him, then your life will change. I'm not talking about the issue of the victorious life at this time. I'm talking about the salvation issue. Do you understand? I'm not talking about whether you're going to live in victory. I'm talking about the truth of what you need to know, which is very simply this, that in fact, if you are in relationship with God, God's going to work with you. Amen? So you don't got to worry about being thrown out because you blow it. Right? Because if you love Him little by little, you're going to get closer to Him and you're going to act more like Him and your life is going to get better. Amen? But you need to know that God is not one that plays with you. He wrote His Word so you would know. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you can live in sin daily, you are not in relationship with God. Do you understand? If you can sit there and be a dope fiend every day and not have that conviction and that desire to get away from it, you're not in relationship with God. You get it? You're in relationship with your dope. You're in relationship with your alcohol. You're in relationship with that man or that woman, but you are not in relationship with Jesus. That's where you have to fear. Okay? And who's going to be your judge? Not God the Father. The very one that shed His blood for you is going to be the one that stands in judgment with you. Amen? Okay, let's go on. So it says, most surely I say to you in verse 24, he who hears my word and believes in Him who sent me has everlasting life. Hear means listen. A lot of you guys in here hear me a lot of the time, but you don't listen. I speak it, but it goes in this ear and it goes out the other. That is not hearing the word, that is sitting there being a whatever, but not absorbing the word, not listening to it. What Jesus is saying is those of you that hear and listen to my word are the ones that really care about me. Right? And those are the ones that are going to have everlasting life. You get it? Because if you really are in relationship with somebody, you listen to them. I'm married. And I don't always want to listen when my wife wants to talk. I'm sorry. Those of you that haven't been married or haven't married, maybe you think differently. But I'm going to tell you that if you're in relationship, you do things because the other one wants you to do it. Not because you want to. It's called a relationship. Did you get this? You do things because it's the right thing to do because you're in relationship. Amen? Not because you want to do it, but because that part of a relationship is caring about the other person. So if you care about Jesus, you're in relationship with Jesus, you listen to what He has to say. Whether you like it or not is not relevant. I assure you, my wife doesn't always tell me things that I like. But I listen. And God is not going to always tell you things that you like. But you listen. And if you want to build a closer relationship with Him, you change your ways to line up with what He said. It's awful slow in here this morning. I hope you guys are listening better than you're looking. Amen. Because I'm telling you, I'm not trying to go into the depth of the great life God wants you to have. I'm trying to define the truth of salvation. Salvation is all about relationship. Amen. The truth is, depending on how you receive the gift of Jesus is what determines your very salvation. If you are in relationship with Jesus, you're saved. Amen? If you're not, you're not. Did you get it? Because if you don't receive Him, then you ain't got Him. But if you receive Him, you're in relationship with Him, and now you have it. Did you get it? That's why I don't listen to all these people. Well, I said the sinner's prayer when I was, 8 years old, and blah, blah, so forth and so on. Well, I said a lot of things when I was 8. But my life reflected the truth. Amen? You get it? You got to remember that relationship is everything. Let me go on. It says, most assuredly, I say to you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. What does that mean? Even those that were before He came have heard His voice. And those that would receive what He said will rise with Him. And there are still many that will not. Why? Because they wouldn't have received it if He was talking to them because of their self-will. And they wouldn't receive it now for the same reason. Amen? For as the Father has life in Himself, so He has granted the Son to have life in Himself. And has given Him authority to execute judgment also, because He is the Son of Man. Again, Jesus Christ and your relationship will be the judge of your salvation, right? Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming in which all who are in the grave will hear His voice. And come forth those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation. I can of myself do nothing. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is righteous because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me. Now I'm going to try and bring this last point home to you. Okay? Now He's not listening to what you're saying. He is hearing what you've done. Do you get this? We all say we love you, God, and then we all go live like hell. And I say we all. I just mean the human race in general. Amen? If you say you love God, I'm telling you, you start to become part of the family. Your life starts to change. Your heart condition changes. The things that you do change. You're part of the family. Right? I didn't say perfectly. I'm trying very hard to stay away from that because a lot of people think I speak judgment. I do not. I speak reality. Reality is relationship. If you're in relationship with somebody and you love them, just like a husband-wife thing, you listen whether you want to listen or not. You change how you are because you want to help them to be happier with you because you love them. You care. Right? And if you can't get this, then you can't get none of it. The fact is, God is not listening to what you say. God is hearing what you've done. Because what you've done, the reality of your deeds, is the truth of your heart condition with Him. Are you understanding this morning? So you see, that's like me. I'm not telling you that you're in relationship with God or not. I'm going to tell you that God has given me discernment. Now, I'll long suffer with anybody until they become a point where they are causing division in my house. Right? And the minute that division comes to a point where God quickens me and tells me enough is enough, you're out of here. Why? Because no one person has the right to bring division into God's house. You want to be a malcontent or whatever, that's okay. The world's full of you. Go out and get some more. But in this place, it's a school, and I'm trying to teach basic truth. And if you're over there shaking it up and not letting that truth settle, then you don't need to be here. Amen? I am here telling you this morning that if you love God and you're in relationship with God, you're in relationship with Jesus. And if you love Jesus, you start to have the mind of Christ. You start to have the actions of Christ. You start to help others. You start to not be self-centered, but God-centered. Amen? And if you do not have relationship with God, you do not have relationship with Jesus, you do not have the salvation experience, and your life is bad, it ain't going to get better until you get down on your face, repent, and get in relationship with the one who died for you. Now, in all this Bible study, I'm not trying to tell you anything. I'm going to tell you that, like all things, that once you're in the family, you have kids that are on different levels. I had 6 children, right? Some could not love on me enough. They'd come by and they'd just run and they'd hug me and hold on to me every time I was home. Others, when I came home, they could care less if I was there or not. That's an average family, right? Some are very emotionally attached and others could give a rip. They're still all my kids. Amen? And so is it in God's house. But the ones that got the quality relationship were the ones that spent the most time hugging on me, coming up to me, not letting me go, wanting to go everywhere with me. They're the ones that got the most out of me. And so are those in the family of God. Those that really love God. Those that really stay on their face before God. Those that really put the things of God first are the ones that are going to get the most out of that relationship with God. Amen? Those are the ones that are going to get the in-depth thing that God wants for them. But there are a lot of very wayward children in our family of God. They really do stay in the peripheral. And they love God from a distance, but they just don't have that closeness that others get. Now I'm going to end with this. If you want the very best things that God has for you in your life, if you want that abundant life, I think I've defined the salvation issue. Amen? If you really want the abundant life, then what you do is you draw closer to God. And the closer you get to God, the more abundant your life will become. And if you don't give a rip about that, then you're probably not saved. But if you're just still trying to work your way that direction, you're probably saved. You just don't understand how critical it is to get the abundant life that you get closer to Him. See, today I wasn't trying to give you a big, cheery kind of sermon. I'm trying to give you some facts. Everything in your life is determined by relationship with God. What? Everything. You want to walk in the power of God, you've got to get closer. You want to shed your addiction problems, your flesh problems, whatever, you've got to get closer. If you want to get to the place where you can really walk in the glory of God, you've got to get closer. Because if you're standing far back, you're not getting the whole thing. You're missing a lot of what He's telling you. So the closer you get, the more abundant your life becomes. Now, as for me, I want to be like this. I want to be just one. So today, I want you to think about this. Let me try to say it the way... Okay. We are light and dark creatures. God is light. Our flesh is dark. We're of the world. The flesh is of the world. Amen? If you want to get close to God, you got to stand in Him. Amen? Which means the light comes all the way on and pushes back the darkness. It's never going to be perfect, but that's how you see the perfection of the abundant life. If you are right here, where God would have you to be, you are in what they call His perfect will. And in His perfect will, your relationship is maximized. Now, I've never read this before. I don't understand it. But the church would say there's also the permissive will. Has anybody ever heard that terminology, permissive and perfect? That's a crock of crap. If you're wondering, it is not biblically sound in any way. There is no place in the Bible where it talks about permissive will. You're either in the will or you're not. Did you get that? So keep that crock of crap out of your life. You're either submitted and in obedience to His will for your life, or you are not. Are you getting it? If you want that perfection of relationship with God, stay in His will. And if you want that peripheral crap that most people have, do what you want. And that's the end of this teaching. Father, I love you, God, and let it be today that each person in this room just absorb the truth of what you would have to say. Let us all learn to give you glory in every way. I love you, God, and I thank you for all the words and all the teachings. I'm listening, God. Help me to be better at what you'd have me do. In Jesus' name I pray. And everyone said,
Amen.